This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tis 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. Excuse me, we're all having you. If it isn't, well, it is the rain, the moisture. I felt in California this past weekend more like not that I don't feel like a human being most of the time, but I didn't have the same stuff in terms of what comes out of all of the allergies and that sort of thing. But yet Jennifer has, you know, she's suffering from, thanks for not with us for the next couple of days. Victoria, you've had it, and Jay, certainly you've had it, and it's usually brought about by moisture in the air, compounded with dust and other things that I had an allergy test last week to find out what the heck is the reason for my voice cracking as much as it does. I think a lot of people around the country are going through this, and one wonders if we face or we put all of the focus on the epidemic, the pandemic, whatever that word is. I think pandemic is overused. It's a situation,
well,
maybe it is.
Definitionally, though, that's just because it affects numerous countries.
Yeah. Okay.
People went nuts on CNN when they called it a pandemic, and they had to issue a statement like, this is just the actual definition of it. It was so bizarre. People lost their minds over that phrase. I don't know why.
Pan does refer to a multitude of locations. That's kind of what that reference it does. And if you look around at the population and doses of vaccine, or just looking at state-by-state totals of people who are getting sick, the good news is the numbers are going down dramatically. And then if you look at the numbers as they apply, the states with the highest vaccination rate, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Colorado, isn't it interesting, California, Oregon, Washington, and then under, this is 70% or more have had two shots, all right? Massachusetts and New Hampshire are in the 60% plus category, and then you go into, you know, the Carolinas and over into Utah and Nevada, and then 50%, it's very interesting. Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. But 40% or less are all the southern states. And I say that Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. We were talking about the happiness quotient and where people are the happiest. It seems that in terms of relativity of what's around and what generally, I guess, makes people happy, having good health and having a good job and, you know, that stuff, good relationships. Also, the states with the lowest, the number of people vaccinated, lower than 40%, Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Idaho, Indiana, West Virginia. I'm surprised about Indiana. I don't know why. I just am. So, at any rate, the happiness quotient, what is the thing that you want most for yourself and your family as you are thinking about, you know, the things that are most important? Health, right? Being able to afford the things that you think are necessary for your family. What did you say, Victoria, the average income family-wide in Mississippi was $61,000?
$62,000 is the household income.
The poverty rate, or at least the last time I checked, any number below $48,000 or $49,000 a year. Now, I can remember, and it goes back to when I was younger, I guess when I first started to make money at $1.35 an hour, it's a far cry from 15 bucks an hour, everything costs less. It's all relative. You know, people talk about what it was like then and what it's like now. Everything is relative. And it always, you think about, if you really look at this strategically, what a vicious circle or cycle, maybe both, it is for inflation, wage increases, And it starts with wage increases. People want to get paid more. Okay, so you get a 3% raise, or you get a 5% raise, or whatever it is. Well, that means that whoever you're working for has to charge more for whatever product or service that they're offering and in the arena that you're working in. So that starts that just starts the cycle. And because they have to charge more, then they got to get more from the people who are their supplier. You know how it works? It just goes, that's where it starts. So in a wonderfully novel view of the world, if we never gave anybody any pay raises, would we have no inflation?
Well, no, and also you have a lot of managers and business owners who want their employees to do more than one job while still only paying them for one job.
Mm-hmm. But does that? But I'm just talking about pay in general for whatever you do. If you, there are the other side of that coin is, Jay, there are a lot of people who work for companies. If you have one job and then you're given another assignment, you're given more pay to do the extra assignment. It isn't always.
Yeah, more often than not, companies, if you're a salaried employee, you're not getting a raise if they add more onto your job description.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened to me a million times. It's happened to everyone I know. Yeah, that's
people. Yeah, people will get fired, and then those job roles will fall on somebody else, and that person does not get any more pay.
Exactly. Exactly. People always think that. Oh, if somebody. Well, no, it's companies. It's just that's how big companies work. I mean, it's a fool's errand to think. And I have said this to my husband because we both have worked for large media companies. And you know, if somebody gets let go or if they restructure a department, people always think around the water cooler. Oh, well, now there's more money to give us raises. That never happens ever.
Hmm. So, well, I don't know about it. Never happens. It's happened.
Not
to
in
me.
Large companies. I mean, it's
very rarely.
Not in very large companies.
Speaking of large companies, Facebook is not going to have a particularly good week, it looks like, because there are more whistleblowers and there are more reports coming in. You want to explain? And how does this impact everybody that is using Facebook, Victoria?
Well, it's not going to impact the users at all. I mean, you can choose to still use Facebook if you want, but there are more and more reports coming out that not only did Facebook not do anything about the quote-unquote stop the steal and the Patriot Party and the Proud Boys and the QAnon stuff and all the, the attempts to organize to, storm the Capitol, the reports are showing that they literally did nothing because they made more money. There was more ad revenue. And there were just, I mean, as once again, this isn't the bottom line is Facebook only cares about profit over anything else. And now they're being called on it in a very large way. Every major news outlet has been sitting on this report.
But what else are they supposed to think about? I mean, the stockholders want to get their money. That's what the job is. If you have a stock company, if you have a publicly traded company, the job is to get the most money back. I'm playing the devil's advocate here.
Yeah, because it's the same thing as if a pharmaceutical company has made a drug that's making people sick. Sure, the stockholders are going to be happy because they're going to be selling a lot more of that drug. But, like, where does the public interest have to come in to play? And so it's the same thing with Facebook. I mean, they have now admitted that, yes, individuals who were using their own names and their own profiles, they weren't hiding. They were right out there saying, stop the steal, and we're going to go and storm the Capitol, and it's all right there. And Facebook did nothing to take it down. They didn't even tamp it down.
Speaking of storming the Capitol, have you seen the number of allegations? The investigators are saying that there are people who are saying they had meetings with members of Congress about the events of January 6th, that is the plan. Is right. The rally organizers that are being pursued by certain investigators have leveled some pretty explosive allegations against members of Congress and members of the White House. Staff at the White House knew it was going to be this attack.
But why is this a surprise? This is what we've been saying all along. That's why this investigation is important. This went to the highest levels. The hotel that was I forget the name of the hotel, which I wouldn't even want to give them advertising anyway, but the name of that hotel that came out that they were holding meetings and organizing all this stuff. I mean, of course, this went all the way up to the highest levels. It went to
the
President Trump himself.
So how are they going to get a fair shake? How are they going to? But it's so political. How is it going
to
be?
Why should they get a fair shake when they tried to literally upend our democracy?
Because I think there are a lot of people that I don't think. I think you don't have. You don't. Two wrongs don't make a right. They should get a fair shake because that's the way the information should come out, not one-sided or another. That's the problem. It's been too one-sided on one side or the other side. There have been those who are on the side of the protesters. Oh, we were just doing what we were, you know, the government allows us to do or whatever the Constitution allows us to do. And then other sources suggest that the people involved were directly connected to the White House.
Yeah.
And
this was,
so what is that?
Everyone knew this was happening. I don't, yeah,
I didn't,
well.
I put it out of my mind because I think it's so, it's so counterproductive to keep digging in the same hole. And not where you do we need to know? We know what happened. It's
well,
clear.
Well, but we don't because you
oh,
just,
I think we
I've
do.
Said, well, no, you've said all along that,
no.
you know, that you put it out of your mind. People
because
on
I
the
think
left
I know
have
what
said
happened.
This is an outrage.
Well,
but now you're
but
surprised.
People on the left, they're trying. No, I'm not really surprised. I guess
well,
what
you're
I'm
sounding
saying is,
surprised
I,
that this
I
was
think
so
it,
organized.
It goes beyond. Well, no, I'm not surprised it was organized. I'm surprised that there were people that are in Congress who ought to be stripped of their job, of their, well, I guess, the, yeah, the job.
They well, Jim
be,
Jordan has changed his statement numerous times. Tommy Tuberville, who is the new senator from Alabama, he admits he was on the phone with Trump that day. I mean, this is not, they're really, you
what
don't
did
have
he,
to
what
follow
did he talk
the
to
trail.
Trump about? What did he
talk to
Trump about?
He won't admit to anything. He just says that he spoke to him and there was someone else who Trump apparently called the wrong congressperson. He wanted to get to Tommy Tuberville, and so he called the wrong senator. That senator handed the phone to Tuberville, and there was a coordinated conversation. Jim Jordan has been, he's admitted to that.
So what does it do to us? How does this fix anything? That would be my
well,
question.
I think people who broke the law should be prosecuted. Trump doesn't want, he's been filing so many lawsuits, he doesn't want any of this stuff out because he wants to run again. And if you're a president who tried to incite an insurrection, how do you get to run again?
Trump's never going to get reelected. He can run.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it could happen.
Yeah. All right. So I want to know in the next half hour how, what's going on with the information that's coming out, the Rust movie. The story Alec Baldwin, we were talking about that, and that's been on the DJV download, by the way. There's that, plus some FDA information that we talked about on the download. The download is something we do every day that sort of is a synopsis of what we've done on the air through our 3 or 4 hours of live on the air. So if you want to get an update of the important things, you can get that podcast, DJV download, at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's time for us to visit, when it comes to social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, visit with each other that way. And so we have, actually, I want to continue the conversation because Victoria's here, Jay. We didn't have it with her earlier on about fake famous. And I got to believe, got to think that Victoria probably with her husband has watched that HBO special. Have you?
No.
Fake?
I know.
You haven't?
No.
Do you know?
I know about it, but yeah.
You do. Okay, so what do you know? The reason that I'm bringing it up here, I saw it, I watched it last night on the plane coming back from California, and I hadn't been aware of, you know, I sort of am uneasy or uncomfortable with all of this generation, the generation that has become so obsessed with being famous or being an influencer or being popular, if you will, and what that leads to. So this HBO documentary goes through, they actually bring a bunch of people in who are 20 or so, 20 in their 20s, to create an ambiance that will make them famous. And it goes through the magic, I guess, magic is my is my word for it, not necessarily the word that would be applicable here, the idea that you can do nothing and become famous for doing nothing. And these people who were interviewed all are obsessed with being famous. The documentary starts with an overview of the Pink Wall in Los Angeles. You all familiar with the Pink Wall?
And oh, yeah.
People coming.
Instagram-worthy spot.
Right. People
they're
come
in every
to California.
They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems that it's more of a focus in L.A. than it is anywhere else. People will come there just to go to the wall and have their picture taken, doing whatever. So anyway,
there's one in Nashville that had a line,
yeah,
you know, like around,
really?
Multiple.
Oh,
blocks.
There's a couple, yeah, places, but yeah, the famous one,
the one
wings,
with the wings,
what lifts,
yeah,
you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't know, I just find it fascinating that the effort is that people's lives are that shallow. Is that too pejorative on my part? It's just shallow. And like, and it started with the Kardashians, I guess, or with that group of people that just wanted to be famous, and they didn't do anything, and yet they became famous.
Famous
for doing
for
nothing.
Partying and,
yeah,
yeah, the Paris Hiltons and,
I was gonna say, Paris Hilton Hilton really predates, yeah, that, all that, exactly.
What
that
does that do
the Kardashians
for our understanding of values? What are our values? Is it that we're going to have a whole generation that's done nothing in their lives except try to be famous?
Well, it's
well,
a big mental health situation.
It's oversaturated, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's oversaturated, and it's a big mental health issue because you have this whole generation, and it's not just Gen Z. There are some older people in the older generations, too, who tie their self-worth to how many likes they're getting on social media.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. All right. In social media, trending items, Vanessa Bryant has described how she learned about her husband dying in a helicopter. I said, I'm surprised that that's just coming out now. What does she say, Jay?
Well, it's in the recent court deposition that where she's suing the L.A. County Sheriff's Department over the emotional distress because they took a bunch of pictures. There were personal photographs that were taken by these people in authority.
Yeah.
And she was saying how she found out about the crash because the family assistant was knocking on the door around 11:30 a.m. At that exact same time, TMZ broke the news of the NBA star's death. The police department was telling her they can't give her any real information until she comes to the police department in Malibu, closest to the Calabasas crash. The family lived in Orange County, so the assistant drove them to the airport. They couldn't charter a helicopter because the weather was too bad. It was too foggy. And then somebody else had to drive them all the way up to Malibu just to get to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't told what happened that whole ride, or they did know?
They knew that there was a crash, but the assistant had said that there were 5 survivors. Reports on TV were saying there were no survivors, and unfortunately, yeah, the police department couldn't really give them much information until they showed up in person.
What a horror show. All right, food for thought, 28 after this, the DJV program. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
2 souls were killed and 4 others, including a police officer, were injured on Monday in a shooting at Boise Town Square Shopping Center in Boise, Idaho, about 2 p.m. local time. It ended with the lone suspect taken into custody, Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee.
But at this time, we believe that there was only a single shooter involved and that there is no ongoing threat or danger to the community at large from this incident.
The Biden administration froze a $700 million aid package to Sudan after a military coup on Monday threatened to end the country's transition toward democracy. Security forces reportedly used live ammunition during the ensuing demonstrations. TV and radio stations went dark and internet outages were reported. At least 3 protesters have been killed and dozens wounded. Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced Monday plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. The group will oversee critical and emerging technology threats. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Biden administration has been neglecting the southern border since day one of their administration. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has done little more than lip service, as an estimated 1.5 to 2 million illegal immigrants have now invaded the country, with more on the way. Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama on Newsmax Monday, says we need to fix this problem.
Well, I'm extremely concerned in the context of how much damage is done to American citizens because of this huge tsunami of illegal aliens, not only under the Biden administration, but in prior administrations also. Fortunately, we had a four-year period with President Trump where actions were undertaken to diminish the flow of illegal aliens. But as you're seeing, the floodgates are open under Joe Biden. It's going to cost American lives. Most Americans don't realize it, but there are roughly 2,000 dead Americans killed on American soil by illegal aliens each year. You've got another 30,000-plus Americans who die from drug overdoses of deadly narcotics that are smuggled across our poor southern border. And then you've got the adverse economic impacts with the suppression of wages, the loss of jobs to cheap foreign labor. And then on top of that, you've got the tax governmental impact. On average, each illegal alien costs American taxpayers in the neighborhood of $9,000 a year in net tax losses. This is all coming out of the pockets of American citizens who could use that money for themselves. So all of this is troubling, disconcerting, and it's very important that we pay more attention to it and solve the problem.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Moment. 34 past the hour. All right, crank this up, will you please, Bill?
Until I kissed you, and then it happened.
Hear that voice.
It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes.
So, as a kid growing up, and maybe as a disc jockey in my early radio years, listening to music of Jay and the Americans, one of the things that gave me goosebumps. And listening to this now gives me goosebumps all over again. There were three lead singers for Jay and the Americans. First one was a guy named Jay Traynor, who has passed. And then the one who's probably most famous was... His name was, he called himself Jay Black. His real name was David Blatt. And he's a Brooklynite. And if you ever looked at him or you ever listened to him sing, you could tell he was one of those guys, came out of the doo-wop sound in New York. It was so unique and so different. And he had a voice that could hit notes like you wouldn't be. If you ever have, if you have Karamia there, Phil... that'll bring back some memories for those who are not just my age. It may not affect too much, although, Jay, you made mention of it in our trending stories. Victoria's a fan, I'm going to suggest that her mother, Fancy Nancy, was probably a fan of Jay.
She loves
Michael
all the same stuff that you do. Yep.
Yeah, right, exactly. They first became famous because they opened for the Beatles in their first concert tour, and then they became wildly popular, and they had so many big, big hits. This guy had such a huge voice. Listen to this.
My heart wants to die.
The notes that he hits. I've got an album, I've got a CD, and when I'm traveling long distances and I put it in, I'll listen to these songs over and over and over again, especially this one. Crank this up. Will you listen to this guy's voice? And it's so typical of the American sound, uniquely American sound of the 60s and the 70s. These guys, there's another Jay now who sings lead because Jay Black had the falling out with the rest of the guys. And so he's been around, you know, he was always in concert as Jay Black, lead singer of the Jay and the Americans. But listen to this. This is just, how do you... And the guy, if you remember seeing him, he has been prominently featured in a number of those, the PBS story, the PBS tributes to pop music that T.J. Levinsky has produced over the years. And there's at 70-something, he could hit this note. Hey, crank it up there. Can you imagine what your throat, your lungs and your throat have to be able to do to hit a note like that and hold it like that one more time? All right, here we go. End it. Probably a half a dozen songs that they did, This Magic Moment, Walking in the Rain, Cara Mia, Come a Little Bit Closer, I like Only in America. That was big with the Patriots of the time, if you will. Lots of great music came from them, and I thought probably we should mention it because he was an icon. He was he was somebody that modeled himself a little bit after Roy Orbison, who had the same kind of a voice, by the way. And then you think back to Frankie Valli and some of the other musicians that, I know I'm talking gibberish to Jay and to Victoria, but so many people remember that stuff. And it stayed popular I noticed as listening to the radio in Los Angeles this past weekend, I've said this a number of times over the past, I don't know why it's been on my mind in the last month or so, but the 80s stations, the mania with 80s music and how whole formats and stations were built around the 80s music, well, that worked for 3 or 4 years, and now people have become so tired of it because the folks that run the stations are playing the same songs. It's just over and over and over again. You hear the stations promoting no repeats between 9 and 5. Well, they've got a whole decade of music. They actually would, some of the stations would start with music from 79 and go to 1990. And there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs. But yet you hear the same Eagle song over and over again, and Ace of Base, and, you know, the
Bengals.
Yeah, right. It's the same songs over. So they killed the format, and now K-Earth has gone back to playing music of the 70s with music of the 80s, and that's the most successful music station in Los Angeles. So it tells you there's more interest, even with people who are younger that weren't familiar, because there was enough music in the 70s. And great, actually... also, on this, you all get a kick out of me when I take a plane trip, because I watch all this stuff that I'd never had time to see before. And so there was a documentary produced about the 1970s, 1971, and there was two parts to it. Appeared on HBO. I think it was Netflix, but it was fascinating to watch the recount of what was going on and how important the individual Beatles became after they broke up to things that were a part of Americana. It wasn't England, it was America. They all lived in America at the time, for the most part, and especially John Lennon and his impact on culture and protesting and things. I got a whole different perspective on Yoko Ono by watching that from what I'd had, you know, before. A lot of people blame the breakup on her, and actually wasn't her. It was really George Harrison who was responsible for things kind of falling apart. But anyway, if you have a chance to watch it, it puts music and culture in a fabulous perspective. And the music that came out of Woodstock and the music that was a part of the drug, it's more a drug culture thing that people are focused on in the early 70s and how that influenced music. And then I thought to myself, well, was it the music that influenced the drug culture, or was it the drug culture that influenced the music? And, you know, you think about that, and think about music and what influences us today. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg, when it comes to pop culture stuff, whether it's movies, music, that sort of thing? Does music create change, or does it react to change? And that may be more so than...
I think both, right?
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, because if a new music format comes along or a new sound comes along, then that can change the landscape. But also musicians and artists are the first to react to whatever's going on in society. So I think it's absolutely both.
Yeah. Jay, what did the two of you listen to? How important was music? And I ask this because with me, as a kid growing up, music was very important. It was the farm was important, school was important. But music, the music of the 60s, which is when I matured, I suppose, grew up, when I was in college and stuff, that was such an important part of how I lived and what my thoughts were and, you know, why I did things even sometimes.
Amazing. Music was very important. I grew up on country and the oldies and pop music and rock music and classic rock music and show tunes. And I was one of those kids always putting on different dance routines for my mom, like every night, basically.
Really? Based on what? Where did you learn the moves? By watching American Bandstand or something? No, I wasn't around when you were.
MTV Music Videos. Or I was in dance classes too as a kid, so making up my own moves and stuff. But it was very lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
That was my style, apparently. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. Anyway, it's just worth.
Tainted Love was a big
one. Yeah. Tell me maybe if you can think of the top four or five songs, both of you, that influenced you as kids growing up. Do you remember three or four, maybe four or five songs that were you...
The Grease 2 soundtrack was very influential in my life. Joan Jett, Pat Benatar, but also the Beatles. I loved the Beatles growing up. And then Alan Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Why Alan
Jackson? My brother's a musician, and we're both very into music and lots of different genres. But my dad, being from Ireland, you know, he was a big fan of all the British Invasion stuff. Not the Beatles, but like the Stones and Zeppelin and Cream and Derek and the Dominoes and all the Eric Clapton stuff and Traffic. And so we had a 45-minute drive each way to school. And so my parents would alternate each day driving us. So one day it was my mom, Fancy Nancy, and all the stupid oldies with all that, you know, that high-pitched wailing that you like from Frankie Valli. So that was awful. Mm-hmm. And then the next day we would like to ride with my dad because it was the Stones and U2 and like all that. So, yeah, we were really much more of a rock family. But, you know, it's interesting, just over the weekend, my mom had missed that segment that Tony Bennett that was featured on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper and Lady Gaga a couple weeks ago.
It's a great segment. Yeah,
and I said, Mom, did you see that, by the way? And she said, no. She said, we normally always watch 60 Minutes, but we just missed it. So I put it on for her. And, of course, you know, Lewis and my mom and I are all crying because I'd seen it once before, and it was so emotional. Yeah. And my mom, one year, my mom and dad's birthdays are 10 days apart. So my dad wanted Stones tickets for his birthday, and my mom wanted us to all go see Tony Bennett. So we went to see the Stones, and it was just my mom, or just my dad, my brother, and me, and we had amazing, amazing floor seats at Giant Stadium, and it was one of the most incredible shows ever. I mean, it was the Rolling Stones. It was amazing. And then 2 days later, we are at the PNC Bank Arts Center in Jersey.
For what it's worth, Victoria, I saw them at Dodger Stadium, and I was like in the fourth row, and it was an amazing, watching people. I was so loud in the fourth row, I couldn't really hear anything. But the experience, the cultural experience of being in that setting with the mob. The crowd was a mob, really. And that's, anyway, so that
it was more organized in the 90s, late 90s when I saw them, but you probably saw them at a different time.
I saw them in the 90s, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, and then so 2 days after we saw the Stones, my mom, the four of us are in the car, we're driving up to the PNC Bank Arts Center, which is an outdoor amphitheater kind of thing, like the Hollywood Bowl, but smaller. And so my mom says, now look, I know you guys just saw Mick Jagger, and it was amazing, and you can't stop talking about it, but I really want you to keep an open mind. Tony Bennett is amazing. Well, I'm really glad that she took us to it, because Tony Bennett was amazing. And it was, and watching him on the 60 Minutes special, my mom said to me, she said, you know, I'm really glad I made you kids go see Tony Bennett. And I said, Mom, I have to tell you, that's one of the best parenting moves you ever gave us, because it opened up my eyes, and I've had such an appreciation for Tony Bennett. And the fact that Lady Gaga is just, I love her, and the way they sing together, it's transcendent. So, music has been a big, big part of our house, for sure.
Yeah, well, it really is. When you get down to the fabric of who you are, what do you listen to as you're working, and what are you thinking? Yeah, it really is.
I hate to say this, but, sorry. I seriously judge people when you say to them, oh, what kind of music do you like? And they go, I don't know. Whatever's on the radio, or I don't really have a preference. I think there's something fundamentally wrong with you if you don't have a musical preference.
One thing you always follow it up with, well, okay, well, what channel do you listen to? If you just listen to whatever on the radio, what station are you typically listening to?
Mm-hmm.
That's no one ever seems. Yeah, there's certain people
they don't know.
Have an
they don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. Preset number three.
Yeah. You see, you're the enemy of of people that are trying to get to track. The listening of people that listen to, whether it's talk or music, but it really is stimulating. It really is important. 48 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized. Versana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Past the hour now on the DJV program, the version of the show that you're listening to is now going to turn itself into the money pit, at least for a few moments. The podcast brilliance of Tom Kreitler, the newsletter brilliance, and the radio brilliance, and his facts about how you take care of your home can't be challenged. He's one of the experts that people look to both on radio and television around the country and in print or do we even say that anymore? Because nothing in print, right? Everything's online.
Oh, I get challenged all the time. Just ask my wife.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Who's the second smartest person when it comes to... Or maybe you're the second smartest and she's the first and you
think so.
Learn from her. All right, so here's listener Laura Lynn, who has a fiberglass door installed in a storage room. She doesn't think the contractor used a primer and the paint is scratched. So what is she... How can you tell? And just because the paint's scratched, that doesn't have anything to do. If it's scratched, that isn't... If it's peeling, it's one thing. If it's scratched, it's something else, right?
That's right, Doug. If it's peeling, then that's a good indicator. Generally speaking, when fiberglass doors come from the factory, they are pre-primed. It's usually a sort of a finish that's applied, you know, before it gets to the store.
Isn't there heat applied to bake it on?
I'm not sure it's heat applied. I'm not sure if it's heat applied, but I do know that when you prime it inside a factory, you get sort of a perfect primer finish because, you know, you're controlling all of the conditions. It's not like when you're priming it when it's already attached to the outside of your house. But that said, if you need to repaint that, you do it just like you would any other door. You're going to sand it, of course, not with a machine, though. You're going to want to hand sand that. It's pretty fine sandpaper. I would probably, depending on how thick this paint is, I'd probably use something like around a 220 or a 320 paper to sand it because we want to make sure that we rough up the surface just enough to help assure that the new primer sticks. And then I would go ahead and prime it. But I got to tell you, Doug, when it comes to primer, I feel like I've given the water-based primers a lot of chances.
Yeah.
I keep hearing how great they are.
Yeah, junk.
I keep trying, and I am continually disappointed.
No,
I tried another one this week on some water-stained spots.
Well, think about it. It's water. It's water. It doesn't have the staying power, the sticking power. Even if you are using it for the second coat or use it in your house, I refuse to use. I buy Rust-Oleum or any number if you can find the old oil-based paints and use them because they have in my house. When I moved into this house 6 years ago and redecorated it, I bought a whole bunch of Benjamin Moore paints and made sure that they were oil-based so that, and the colors are, there's a sort of a British, I like, not shine, but what's it called, satin, whatever that, the brighter finish is, that sort of...
Gloss.
Gloss, thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can't really get that with a water-based paint either, right?
Yeah, you know, and I was painting some metal shelving that I was going to be reusing for a basement project I'm doing. And I got to tell you, when I use my Rust-Oleum on that, when you put that on with a brush, you can feel the quality of that paint.
Exactly. Heavy.
Like the paint, the brush behaves differently. It drags that paint sheen across.
Yeah.
And any brush marks that are in an oil finish, they instantly disappear because the stuff takes so long to dry, which is actually a good thing that the finish settles out and you can't see
a single
brush.
So how did we end up getting schnookered into going down this? I remember the lead
demand convenience.
Yes,
we demand convenience.
You know, really, that's it?
We don't want to clean up.
It has nothing to do with the atmosphere or what the stuff contaminates and landfills
and
stuff.
Well, at one point, I think it did, Doug, but the thing is that those products are made now in much more environmentally friendly ways. So I don't think that's a limitation anymore. It just comes down to convenience and quality.
So think of how silly it is, how much more work it is, because the water-based paints just don't last. So you have to paint twice as often, and you don't really like the results. Let's face it, if you know what good oil-based paint provides versus white water-based paints. And so how have we gotten, why do we stick with that?
I don't know, man. Maybe it's planned obsolescence, huh?
You think it is?
Like, you know, they could invent a tire that never wears out, but they won't.
No.
Because
or the car that never wears out. Yeah, right. Yeah. You can buy a car, you know, find a car that would never wear out or anything.
Yeah.
You could apply it to anything. But then there's no money in it, and so that's it. Yeah.
So, Laura Lynn, use an oil-based primer on that fiberglass door, and then put your top coat on, and it will be durable.
Okay.
And it'll last a long time.
But here's the question. Are they compatible? Because I remember you and I having this conversation, painting oil over a white or a water base, it doesn't work.
As long as you sand down what's there in the first place, as long as it is binding really well, then you're okay. But like you said at the beginning of this conversation, if it's peeling, it's got to come off, all of it.
Right. The Money Pit. Money Pit Radio, podcast, all that good stuff. MoneyPit.com. Tommy Decay.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.